One of my favorite things about doing what I do are the private emails that I get from people. People tell me about their relationship issues, their dating troubles. They just ask general advice. For the last week or two, I've actually been recording my responses on video. So I want you to check out this highlight reel from June. You know, it's actually my favorite thing to hear. People say that they don't agree with the things that I say, but they watch my channel anyway. What is chemistry for women other than just a whole bunch of emotions? Emotions are sexual for women. Like, they get translated into sexual attraction so quickly. Men's pain in the area of dating and relationships is not acknowledged by our society. Where's the leadership? Where's that frame that you need? As a woman, if I was being horrible to my man and he was still treating me like I was an angel, I'd be like, what's wrong with you? I'm treating you terribly. Tell me off. Tell me that I need to get my shit together. But I think every man can understand the pain that comes from being the underprivileged gender in the dating market, which I believe 100% men are. You might have a couple of guys at the very top of society who are living it up and going, whoa, dating is so easy for men. This is fantastic. That does not describe the experience of 95% of men. 95% of men are used to women looking at them with suspicion and sometimes hatred. I think that a lot of the depression and the anger that women are experiencing in the modern age actually comes from men being too weak, and women are frustrated by it. They're like, God, why can't you just be a man? When I read some of the really horrible comments, I'm kind of like, hey, this is one of the few spaces where guys can let off a bit of steam. Do you really want to be the nice, calm, sensible guy that she's settling down with? You know, is she going to be as crazy fun and as crazy sexual as she was with those guys? Probably not. You're probably not going to get the best of her. I have like a bias at the moment, probably a little bit more towards the men, because I feel like we are so ready to demonize and blame men for everything that goes wrong. That's just how the culture has evolved, that it's men's fault, men's fault, men's fault. But you'll tend to find that the person who is denying the sex is the person who's always really aggressive and shaming the other person for having completely normal, natural, healthy sexual desires. Like, you're a nymphomaniac, you're a sex freak, you're a pervert, all you're interested in is sex, you just want to have sex all the time, as if sex is this dirty, dark thing. Now, we have this programming inside of us from like evolutionary psychology where we are more attuned to danger than good things. And so when something is bad or negative or directed at you in a frightening way, you give that a lot more importance than you do just neutral things or even positive things. Very, very rarely can you point at a relationship where one person is completely in the right and the other person is completely in the wrong. She's shaming you for your sexuality. Don't buy into it. You have nothing to be ashamed of. She's the person who should be ashamed of her behavior. She's in the wrong. I currently believe, from my reading of society around me, that people believe that women are nicer than men. And so if I'm more critical of the darker aspects of women, I'm trying to correct that imbalance. Right now, you're seeing a woman deal with her own internal contradictions because she so desperately thinks that she should be attracted to you. But she's not. She's still craving the bad boys from her past. It's so funny. All right, I hope you enjoyed that. That is just a small taste of what you get to enjoy in terms of exclusive content if you become a paid supporter on Patreon. For just $5, you get access to all of my exclusive content. I post on Patreon every single day. We've got a fantastic community. Every pledge goes towards supporting the channel financially. So I encourage you to check it out. It's just $5. And if you sign up straight away, then you can see the full versions of all of the little snippets of video that you just saw before. Now, sometimes stuff comes up that I want to talk to you guys about, stuff about me or about the channel, but I don't really feel like they warrant taking an entire video or an entire upload slot by themselves. So every now and then, maybe once a month or so, I'm going to have a video like this that's going to feature announcements. I'll cram them all together so that everybody's up to date. So first off, as of the time of recording this, it's been about a week and a half since the mass demonetization of my channel. What I did was, a couple of days after that occurred, I wrote a long couple of thousand word explanation of everything that had gone on, and I put it as the pinned comment of the next video that I uploaded. And what I'm going to do is I will copy and paste that because it's still very relevant. I don't think I need to update it. And I'll put it as the pinned comment for this video as well. So if you're curious to find out more about that whole situation, just scroll down underneath the video and give that a read. If you're feeling lazy and you don't want to read all that text, the really short version is that, yes, all of my videos are still blanket demonetized from the time of uploading them. So it's a guilty until proven innocent kind of situation. But my channel is still eligible to ask YouTube to manually review the videos. So a real person will look at them and deem whether or not they're demonetization worthy. And so far, things have been going okay. But the larger lesson has definitely been that I've been foolish to rely on AdSense. I very much see that now. And so I am working to diversify my income streams so that my financial footing is not so fragile. I don't want to have a situation where I just suddenly disappear from the internet because I wasn't able to financially support myself. So I'm trying and thinking of new ways to make myself financially stable so that I can be a presence here and in your lives for a long time to come. I do think that this time that we're living in, this golden age of free content, is coming to an end. I actually think the idea of receiving free content is now being, you know, revealed as a bit of an illusion. I think all of us on YouTube have now realized that the idea of this free content is just not true at all. There is always a price that we're going to have to pay. And the price that we've paid for having access to this platform is to give up our autonomy and make ourselves vulnerable to censorship. I don't think that we should just lay down and accept it. I don't think that just leaving YouTube is the answer. I think that YouTube is too important a platform to just surrender it. I think that we need to fight it, but fighting it at one level is not enough. We need to be looking at multiple different avenues. And so that's why, at least for me personally, I am going to be shifting my focus more towards like a paid subscription model. Now, before you panic, let me just say that if you're a casual viewer on YouTube, I don't expect anything for you is actually going to change. I still intend on releasing free videos on the channel for you to consume exactly the way that I've been doing. But what I'm more talking about is that I feel inside my mind and in my heart that there's been a sort of shift of gravity away from this free YouTube model. And my motivation at the moment to create content is really coming from those people who are supporting me on Patreon. You know, they're who I'm thinking about first and primarily. So if you're one of those people who have signed up to my paid monthly subscription service at the moment, it's going through Patreon. I just want to say again, thank you so much. Your financial contribution just means so much to me. And it's because of you that the channel has stayed alive. My endless appreciation to you. If you're not one of my patrons, you're just a casual viewer who enjoys this content for free and you're not in a position to make any kind of financial contribution, that's okay. I totally get it. I've been broke before in my life. Like, it's absolutely fine. I understand you can't support everybody, but do take a moment to just appreciate all those people who have financially contributed to this channel and to your other favorite channels, because without those really generous individuals, it's unlikely that a lot of your favorite creators would be able to continue to make content. So it's really by their generosity that you're able to continue to consume this stuff. So just inside yourself, take a moment and really appreciate them because, you know, they're fantastic. So that's one of the biggest steps that I've taken after this demonetization thing. You know, the first step to diversifying my income is to really focus on this paid subscription, which is why I'm making so much more exclusive content and I've got more stuff planned for the future. So again, $5 on Patreon, sign up, support me, support the channel. You won't regret it. I think that I add a lot of value to people's lives. I'm also taking other steps to find alternative income sources. And one of them is that I have decided to start doing private consultations and one-on-one Skype calls. I have taken that step with quite a lot of reluctance. It's not something that I ever wanted to do, but I have found that so far I am enjoying it. Let me explain for a moment why I was reluctant to do private consultations. It really comes down to I don't like life coaches. Actually, it's stronger than that. I strongly dislike life coaches. My apologies to you if you are a life coach. I'm not saying this with the intention to offend. It's just that on the whole, I think that your profession is nonsense. I understand that there are exceptions and maybe you're one of these exceptions. You know, now that I think about it, there is actually one person who I know was a life coach and I thought he was legit. He was actually helping people a lot. He was very authentic and sincere. He was a great guy. But on the whole, life coaches, like the ones that I've met, I have strongly disliked. I remember one guy I met 4 or 5 years ago, and he was proudly telling me how he charges $1,000 for an hour consultation. And he is saying that the person who he gets coaching from charges $25,000, $25,000. And the person that that person gets coaching from charges $250,000. And he was thinking that this sort of scale up coaching economy was this fantastic thing. And it's what he aspired to. You know, I just found the whole thing repulsive. There is just no way that they actually have so much wisdom, that they're so intelligent and such enlightened beings, that they could possibly justify that amount of money for a 1 hour consultation. There's just no way. This is a scam. This is a pyramid scheme. I have spoken to the abbots of Buddhist and Taoist monasteries, men who were extremely wise and insightful, and they didn't charge me anything for their time. You know, even Jordan Peterson, one of the smartest guys on the planet, his book is like $20. Now, I understand that these people want to be paid for their time. We can't all be monks. You know, we need to eat. We need to live. But I think that at a certain price point, when people are expecting to get a huge amount of value for what they pay, you can't possibly deliver. And at that point, it's just exploitation. It's unethical. I also don't like that being a life coach requires no qualifications. Anybody can just come along and say, hey, I'm a life coach. It doesn't require any training. It doesn't require a certification or a degree. You just call yourself a life coach. It's really just about slick advertising and tricking people into believing that you have the secrets to success. I talk about psychologists and therapists a lot on this channel, and I want to say it again, if you're dealing with problems in your life, do not go and talk to a life coach. See a licensed professional therapist. Clinical psychologists have trained for years. They are actually qualified to help you get to the core of your issues. A life coach might be good at helping you set goals, but what if the reason you're chasing those goals is because of unresolved trauma, because of unprocessed emotions? A life coach isn't qualified to help you with that. That's just another thing I dislike about life coaches, because they want all the clout of, hey, I'm a person who helps people, but it's lazy. You know, they didn't actually go through the process of getting the qualifications necessary to be a professional counselor. I also think that the profession of life coach attracts the worst kind of people. From what I've seen, most life coaches desperately need to be life coaches. Their self-esteem is based upon the fact that they're the wise one, they're the teacher, they're the people who can instruct other people how to live their lives better. For most life coaches, it almost seems as though the focus is less on you and you getting help and more on them trying to convince you that they're happy and successful. But it's really just a slick marketing ploy. I dislike it intensely. Again, my apologies if you are a life coach. I don't mean to offend, and I don't know if my criticisms necessarily apply to you. I'm just saying that on the whole, I think that your profession is full of scam artists. And if you really want to help people, then you should actually do the work necessary and become a clinical psychologist. So, hearing all that, I hope that that makes sense why I was so reluctant to begin to do private consultations, because I was nervous that people would think that I was some kind of life coach, and I do not want to be associated with that profession in any way. But I've received a lot of suggestions from people saying I should do these one-on-one sessions, and I do need to diversify my income, and so it seems that there's a demand for it, so I've agreed to do it, and we do that over Skype. But let me stress again that I am not a therapist. I have no formal qualifications. I read a lot of psychology, but I have no degree or training or anything like that. So if you have serious problems, do not reach out to me. Speak to a professional. I am also definitely not a life coach. So if you want somebody who's going to help you optimize your life and set goals, that's not me. I can't help you. From the consultations that I've done so far, what tends to happen is that people just want to tell me about situations in their lives, like, hey, what did you think of this social situation? Or my girlfriend's been acting like this, or can you tell me what went wrong in this relationship? And that's really cool. That's something I absolutely feel like I can do. Like, people explain these situations and then we go through the psychology of what was causing everybody to behave the way that they do. So it's like a diagnosis, looking underneath the surface and trying to figure out what was motivating everybody. It's fun. It's kind of like my YouTube videos, but instead of giving more general advice about a number of situations, I've actually got a person right there telling me about something specific, you know, something that's confusing them. I don't understand why this is going on. And so, you know, we go through it and I explain, well, it's probably because of this. So far, people have really enjoyed it and the feedback has been overwhelmingly positive. And I've actually enjoyed it as well. You know, it's been fun to get to chat one-on-one with people. So if you hear all of this and you understand what it is that I'm offering, and more importantly, what I am not offering, but it sounds like something you'd be interested in, then just send me an email and we'll organize a time to chat. All of the details that you need to know are in the description box, so just scroll down, you'll be able to see it there. Right now, the price is $50 for an hour. I think it's a good price. It may go up a bit in the future. So if this is something you're interested in, get in contact with me now. The last thing that I want to speak about is sponsorships. As you guys know, I was extremely reluctant to accept any sponsorships onto the channel because the products that were approaching me, I didn't think were of a particularly good quality. But that's changing. I've actually been approached by some really great products. And I think that you're going to start to see some sponsorships in the future. It might take a couple of months to sort out the details, but that's something to look forward to. So thank you for watching. You made it to the end of this quite long video, which means that you're a true fan of the channel. So thank you for sticking around. Thanks for watching. Just remember, if you want access to my exclusive content, the stuff that's being released each week that only paid subscription people can see, then what you need to do is head over to my Patreon page, just a $5 a month subscription, and you'll have access to everything. If you want a private consultation with me, there's something that you want to talk over, then it's $50. Just check the description box. All the details are there. Thanks so much for watching, and I'll see you again next time.